Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm a part of it now.
Here we have this opt-in page and this idea of
constantly give them a more extensive and a resource looking to be
sold. The persistence is a key to success in content marketing.
Here is your host, James Craddock.
Like a ghost. Good morning. That is you, Mr. Key. How are you today? Welcome to the 4D Leverage Blog Talk Radio program. Yes, this is where we take content marketing and we point it at the future and see what happens. Mr. Key, good morning. You are the magic man behind it all. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fantastic.
You're always fantastic. Awesomeness. We are a little bit fanatical about what we do, would you say?
Right.
Just at the highest of levels, we think that the time is right. We think that content marketing is the leverage here that we could use to literally build our own sort of utopia. Right? That's run by the great and mighty Kiaz. I mean, it's this belief and awareness that we have the tools around us to do it. We could be mobile, we could be remote, we can have total freedom of our time, absolute liberty. And we're not talking in the old internet marketing model that is pretty much started to, you know, dissipate just because it's overused and kind of done. But we're talking about like an emergence into a bigger way of showing up across the internet. I think that's really what it is. It's this core idea that we have for amplification. You've got like a definition for amplification when it comes to content marketing. What is that? We're like a megaphone, but what does that look like?
Okay. So to me, amplification is a process where we take their content, they take their message, their voice in one form. So it could be an article that they have, or it could be just some audio that they spoke about in a radio show. Like one, taking that piece of content and converting that into all other consumable content types. So everyone consumes it in different ways. So converting that into an audio, into a video, into an article, infographic, gifographic, image quotes, it's PDF, reports, email newsletters, whatever, putting it into all these different content types and then distributing that effectively across all channels. Not everyone is in every channel, but people are in more than one channels right now, at least 2, 3, 4, 5 are averages. And getting ourselves across all these different platforms not only effectively helps us to dominate the presence online, but also in the minds of the customer. So, you know, if a person is using 5 different platforms or 5 different types and you're present across all that, you're effectively taking place in his life. You're effectively taking part in his life in different ways, different areas, different times. He might use certain apps at certain time for certain reasons. So being part of all that is something very big. It's being part of your end user, your customer's life in a bigger way. And that, to me, is amplification. Being everywhere, being everything.
You know, okay, so yes, that is the process. And it mind-boggles me when I even think about how we get this all done, because it's the talent of 25 different types of people spread out across a production line of 350 people and all tuned, each one of them systematically high QC process tuned to make sure that this thing that we're directing out there, you ever notice one of those cameras that you can stick under the door, it's got a light on it and you can spy around with it? You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of those flexible cameras, you stick it under the door or you drill a hole and you spy on the mafia? That's what our content marketing,
right?
I mean, it literally goes out on the web and says, I want to shine a light right here. I want to look at the audience right here. And that's because content has a connectivity to it, right? I mean, our voice, our message, whatever clarity we have, connects to whatever the highest aspiration that we have that we're doing. And when we come up beside somebody and amplify that, that amplification process has now kind of a psychological effect on the people that see it, right? I mean, take us out of the process, and what does amplification of, you know, if I say, hey, I got great content, I put it out on a handful of different sites, and it gets, you know, lots of traction. Maybe I'm connected to some pretty big magazines that I contribute to, and I get a million hits on some of my stuff. Why would I need to amplify myself further? What is it about content marketing that gives it so much control?
So basically, just because someone is really out there and they have connections, it doesn't mean they are really capitalizing on it or really at their full potential. So it is always essential for them to utilize content marketing so they reach out to not just new audiences, but also better connect to their existing audiences. And it's not just about reaching. Reaching is one part. It's the outer layer. It's how it appears. But there's much more than reaching there. It's about talking to them. It's about solving their problem. And it's about being there when they want you to be there. Being there with them when their need arises, so that when they really have some major need that they need to buy from, you know, your products or services, which is an ideal fit for, they remember you instead of someone else. So it's like you said, you know, it's more than just distribution of content. It's more than just amplification of content on a very basic level. It is more human. It is more value-driven. It is more driven by being there for someone when they need it than anything else.
So in the frame of what I was talking about, of us kind of building a utopia and having recognized that content marketing is the grounds for building a utopia, meaning if you can control your content, the amplification of it, where you put it, and basically if you can better control the engagement back and forth using content marketing of the exact people you want to target, and have some predictability in your growth patterns, this becomes the lifeblood of everything that provides stability in your business, stability in your own expression, to where there's all kinds of side benefits, yeah. And now you have this utopic kind of opportunity because you have cash flow, because you have assets, because you are making a statement that becomes a platform, right?
Mm-hmm.
So from this platform, you can now go do your own agenda. I mean, businesses are a means to an end, right? They produce money. What do we do with the money? We don't hang it on the wall. We do something with it. And ultimately, we get ourselves into this sustainable kind of reciprocity where we can give back to communities, where we can give back to people of interest. Maybe even a calling can be known through the ability to do this. So we do, through content marketing, have the ability to control our businesses, to grow businesses, and then from that platform, create our own sustainable kind of ecosystem that later will attract even more business, because, right, we leverage the cause marketing aspect of this, maybe in alignment with a nonprofit of some sort.
Right. So if you look at the way this entire thing is structured, it is structured with one objective: to add more value to the business and to their end users. It's when we add more value to the business and to the end users, naturally the business is going to increase. The business is going to increase multifold. So every business, when they increase multifold for various reasons, either as their real calling or, you know, there are people who don't really want to be involved in all this. They donate. They don't. They won't fit. They just be a part of an existing nonprofit. Some others, they have a very unique cause that they need to support. So by either means, they all go back and they reach out to, you know, their own or attached nonprofit. So when they do this, they again are entering into a new ecosystem, an ecosystem which survives on a service-oriented level, on a in a cause-oriented level. And when they do that, we have a program, Legends of Light, through which we build a very beautiful relationship between this for-profit, this business, and non-profit, where both of them can benefit from each other. So when this happens, it creates a beautiful cycle. Businesses earn money, they have more, and they are trying to help out a cause. They enter a cause, and when they do that, they actually end up earning more money, so their cause becomes bigger, they end up donating more money, things become much better for the people they serve. So the business, the non-profit, the client, the end user to whom they all serve, the cause, it all gets magnified, it all gets amplified, it all gets its value and benefit. So this is a very value-driven system which builds its livelihood only purely based on adding value to the lives of people and enriching their visions and their self. So that's in short how it works. Hello?
That's what happens when the radio host puts mute on. It's awesome to hear how we both arrive at the same conclusion that we want to leverage marketing, content marketing for, and content in itself. Yet we take different paths to get there, you and I. However, at the same time, as people come around us and our story, and we start interacting with them, and as we continue to grow client base and networking base and relationship base and sales base, affiliate base, reseller base, these stories are all starting to echo some very similar patterns. And it turns out that everybody is kind of moving towards that same inner power, that same purpose, understanding, desire to make the most out of their life, if you will, and the most out of the position that they're holding, the product they're selling. They want to amplify their lives by getting clarity on who they are, what they are, and where they're going. Then they want to know how to pull all those assets together and align them and shoot them straight at the target that they believe that they were, you know, that is their destiny, that they were born to go fulfill. That in itself, that whole mindset is an amplification process that seems to be attracting more and more people who say, look, this is why I'm here. This is where I'm at. Can you fill the gap in between and allow me to be profitable and the legend I was born to be? And really, we bring those two together and we make that happen. And it's brilliant to watch you work when you start piecing together someone's life from the external and the internal at the same time to bring this about, because the amplification process that I've seen you go through as a coach and a speaker and a seminar leader and an award-winning speaker at that, what I've seen is this beautiful mix. That amplification is a holistic process, which of course is why we have a holistic approach, but we all have to consider that clarity on the inside. Oh, we could go so many different places with this. And then in our current business, we're having so much fun putting together a new 4D story. We're having fun pulling together more characters and additional people coming on and sharing those elements of the 4D story. We're recognizing a very close parallel between the 4D story kind of out there thinking, model-based, metaphysical layer that we have added to content marketing through that process and the content that we put out as nonfiction that teaches, that explains, that sells, that does all of this. We're finding more and more connections between the two that allow a greater massaging of them for more impact in even newer niches and in taking old niches and amplifying them into kind of a newer space. All of that we've been doing has just been pretty exciting.
Right.
I
to
love
me,
fishing with
the
you.
The way I see this is if you're running a content marketing campaign, if you're running it for a business, you cannot try to run a content marketing campaign for a business when the business isn't clear what they want. If they're all over the place, they sell everything for everyone. and they're not even sure what their brand message is, then you really cannot do that. So you're actually going to the heart of the business. And going to the heart of the business is going to the entering into the heart of the entrepreneur who powers the business. So content marketing by its nature starts from the inside. It starts from the deep core of who you want to be or who your business needs to be. So that structure, that system, the way it is organized, brings out the true self, which magnifies, because people cannot relate to dry, inanimate objects or things. They can relate to people with the heart and the message that comes from there. So if you're trying to write an article, if you're trying to write some message, you can write it without your heart being there, but if you write it with your heart, it becomes a very powerful piece of marketing. People can relate to it. People can sing along with it. People can dance stone, and it makes a very powerful piece of content to go out there. And that is exactly what our content marketing process demands, and that's exactly what our process amplifies for greater good. So I mean, right now, with the way the ecosystem is going on, things are changing to be just this. The ecosystem is growing into a more supportive and a value-driven ecosystem where it brings in this quality and this level of involvement from a person's within for them to be able to market and present themselves in the marketplace right now.
You know, digital media...
You can unmute yourself.
I am unmuted. digital media spending, we know, is on the rise, obviously, and it only makes sense. What you've taught me and shown me is that even in, you know, we talk about the entrepreneur, but even in big companies, the process of being able to take the content and wield it in such a way that you're able to engage clients very particularly, very specifically, is a powerful tool to have in your hand for whatever question you may want to ask, whatever answer you're looking for, whether it's trying to increase revenues or change a perception or, you know, doing reputation management, whatever the case may be, you can apply it, right? I mean, you're sitting kind of in a chair that has all of this potential extending from it, and you can basically reach out and get the answers, get the interaction, get the engagement that you need to be able to put pressure in various places on the web to draw money and prosperity and clients and fans towards you, yeah?
Right. I mean, this is almost like an atomic mission. This mission is made up of, you know, this mission can make anything that is made up of atoms, which ultimates everything else on the earth. And it's better that it's all atoms. It's the same material that brings on the life forms, the, you know, forms without life and so on. But when it comes out, the way you change it, the way you, you know, change it in terms of color and the depth, the density, the composition and so on and so forth, you end up having a very different item coming out. So that's the same thing with the content marketing. It's like pulling out of your magic hat the same item every time, but it is very different. It is very, it has a different focus. It affects in a different way, and it brings about a different result. So, you know, when we process this content marketing, the back-end process, the steps remains the same, but you know, we had a client coming yesterday to us who gotten an insider name. The court has overruled, and right now he is in a pretty bad state in terms of reputation. He cannot do much right now when he's being called as an inside trader. So with that, he is trying to launch a new product later that fixes reputation, and he is going to be doing that purely using the content marketing, which others use for building their brand, which others use for making, you know, testing out new markets or for increasing their employee engagement. It can be used absolutely for anything. That's the power of content marketing. And the advantage is you can use it for more than one thing at a time. So it's not like, you know, you do this and that's the only thing it does. It can do much more than that. So when you're trying to build your brand, you still can generate some leads and traffic. You still can generate a good reputation firewall for you online. You at the same time can use it as a tool to engage with your employees and to follow up with your clients. You can use it for everything at the same time. It still works in the same level of quality and the same level of performance. That's the magic and the power within the content marketing system.
I like that. I like how you ended with magic of power, because really it is. When you take a look at content, you bring it into that 4D level that we like to call it, right? When we bring it to that next level of what is this content really doing, when we break it down, maybe we're breaking it down into the philosophical and the psychological and metaphysical, whatever, we're like asking ourselves, you know, what makes good content? What makes content viral? What makes that viral content convertible, and how do you maintain it and retain it and then retarget it and continue to churn it? How do you get the maximum capacity out of all of this? And when we take it to a higher level, what we see is that we really are engaging prospects on, if you want to call it a frequency, or if you want to call it personas, we are truly aligning clients with their naturally attracted prospects, those who want their product, are aware of the problem that they have a reason to use it. They're the ones that you want to align with, because they create that flow, that cash flow, that product flow, and from that, you can then continue to expand to those who are less and less aware of your product and give them, you know, funnels and sales strategies to reach them and bring them in to whatever your process is. But the ability to sit, I mean, I like to kind of look at it as, you know, we know that when you want to increase the level of influence you have, you increase language, you increase clarity, you increase entertainment-based things. You know, when we hear music or when we're being entertained, we're literally reaching a better vibration, one that's more cohesive, one that we kind of align to a little better. It's why there's so much power in entertainment. And when a good piece of content or a series of content gets brought into context around the mind of a fan or a follower, they engage, they buy into it, they suspend reality, they become one with whatever your content story is. And at that point, you have now the responsibility to guide them into something that will prosper them. But when that happens, they follow so much easier. So this idea of content is really the kind of, it breaks down the barriers. It creates a handshake oftentimes between you and the prospect that you're trying to meet, greet, and also win the confidence of.
I really think I should tell you a story here. But don't ask me how the story is related, because it is not, and you'll understand how it is by end of it. So, you know,
it.
I'm in India, and there's this place called Gangtok. So Darjeeling and Gangtok, they are two places nearby. So Gangtok is like a peak, and Darjeeling is like its base station. So from Darjeeling, you can go on, and Gangtok is the... It's a cold place compared relatively in India. It might not be as cold as what you have there during the winter, but it is cold, and even they have icy hills nearby from there. So I went there, I think, 3-4 years back. It's a very beautiful place, and we all love the climate there because we live in a sunny, hot climate where we are at 40 degrees Celsius or 45 every day, and it feels good to be in the cold once in a while. So when I went there, Gangtok has this highest train station anywhere on the world. So that's the place, according to the Guinness World Records, where you have a railway station or in the tallest point. So, and that was built by British long back. And we started traveling. We started going in the train. That is not an usual train that you all travel in. That's not a train that we see everywhere else, because that is a toy train. The toy train that runs within a park. The toy train that runs within all these different, you know, kid game zones. But that is a train that is going in a, just consider it's a bigger toy train, but that's what goes from one town to another town for, you know, more than a hour distance, and it's traveling in a hill where the other side is a valley. So you're sitting in the toy train that's not a very big one. You two people can sit, and then there's a space for people to walk by. So that is the structure, and it starts. It has a big cartoon face in the front, and it has a very funny horn. So it goes on and it goes on and goes on and climbs the hill, and in the middle comes small villages. And the funny part there is, if there's a car passing the track, usually in all these scenarios, you know, if a train is coming, the car would wait and the train goes and the car goes after that. But here, a car continues to go. Train stops for the car. Train stops, waits for the car to go. And so people
That's
cross
funny.
By. Train stops for that. So if something is crossing, if an animal is crossing, it stops for that. So then the train restarts and continues to go. The train goes into the houses. So into the houses, when I mean that, I mean into the houses. So you have these big homes with the compound walls, and the train track is built within one of those house compound walls. So it doesn't actually go into your living room or your bedroom, but it goes into the compounded colony where your house is on the other side. And, you know, you can touch the house by just letting your hand outside the window, because you're going within the, you know, within the parameters. And it goes within shops. So the road is very small. It's a hill station. It's a small town in the hill. And the road isn't more than, 10-footer. You know, it should be 8 to 10 foot. And this train goes on the road. That's the only way. It doesn't have a separate dedicated section for trains. The train track is laid on the road. So you go alongside with all the other vehicles. So if somebody crosses, train stops and waits for them to go. And this goes actually completely on the entrance of shops. So you have this small roadside shops and different things out there. So they open the door, and you don't have a place to stand. You stand on the rail tracks. So if train comes, they add the horn, and all the people in the shop, they step back away. And then in the shop, sometimes they have extended boards and things hanging. So they take everything that is hanging out there, put back within the shop. They close the shops officially, and then the train passes by. After a minute or two, they put back their shops on, and people come back buying. It's almost like they pass and pass and resume a shopping experience. And this fun continues on. This fun continues on where people in the homes, they have this, they're connecting from the compound wall to their home through a rope, and they use that to hang all the clothes. But that's how they hang clothes out here, in a rope in the sun. And when the train comes, they remove all that. So this kind of an experience is very different. It's very, very different. And it's a very intimate experience. This train is not a train that everyone just travels out. This goes through the lives of people up there. And this goes through the, everything that they do. You know, these people live with one with the train. Every time it comes by, they do something so that it can go on. When I went there, I had this very beautiful feeling. I had this very beautiful experience. We all travel in so many trains. We all travel in a train that's faster, train that doesn't stop in all stations. We travel in trains which is more luxurious. We do all that, but we don't remember that really much. We don't really remember those experiences. It just goes like smoke. But when we go on this, in the silly toy train, in this train which passes into the homes and passes into the shops, into the lives of people, stops for the people and goes by, this creates a very different experience. And this experience is hard to forget. This, I think, is content marketing to me. When you go and try to, be better than someone else, try to compete with someone on some terms, you try to, be extraordinary, that might not always attract the audience that you want. Sometimes just being yourself, the different guy, the divergent that you are, that attracts people, that attracts the right kind of people that you need to sell to, because that's when you are really different. That's when you're really yourself. A human is born different. Every business owner, they have their own voice. But unfortunately, in this online world, they read what others do and they try to match up, try to meet up, try to reach a particular benchmark. And in the process, they don't have their own voice anymore. But if they can bring back their own voice, like this toy train did, which is not a toy train, and you should also travel there once, but if you can do the same thing this train did, that's a new experience that you're painting. The vivid experience, the unique experience that you added to their life is what your product is. And that sets the tone, that sets the expectation for you to go out there and say, okay, this is what I am, this is what I stand for, and this is what I sell. Buy it, and I can promise you this different experience all through the day, all through your interaction with me. That sells more. That's it.
Wow. That was awesome on so many levels. That is absolutely, in a nutshell, what it is that you're all about. And I love that story. You know, when we get clear on who we are, and not only, you know, even at corporate level, we forget to get clear on what the product serves, what the purpose of it is, what the bigger purpose of it is, what the motivation of it is, and what we're really trying to, how we're trying to connect with people and on what emotional level. I can't say anything to magnify what you just said. I am in awe. I am bowing down to the key. I love that. There is a process you and I tend to go through. I come up with a small, what I think is a big idea, and I hand it to you, and you just shred it. And then I go, oh, I see. That's why I had that big idea, but I didn't know what it was all about. I love it. You talk about the P factor theory in your Content Marketing Unlocked white paper. That can be downloaded at keydifferencemedia.com/dominate. And not only can that be downloaded there, but you can also download case studies, examples of our work, examples of the assets that we repurpose, and also some white papers on process and things that will help you determine the ability to take content and wield it to the best of your resources. You know, if all your resources are is yourself, or yourself and a mate, or yourself and a partner, whatever the case may be, then step back and really plan what you're doing so that the few assets you have, the amplification that you create with them, has a very specific result. Because it's that specific result that you can measure, that you can leverage, that you can correct, and that you can further amplify and add resources to as you succeed. There's this P factor. It's a fancy name. You may not have ever heard of it. It's essentially an unknown variable that converts technology or an invention from just another an invention, you know, just it takes that technology, and instead of it just being some invention on the shelf, it becomes a phenomenon. You could probably say the iPhone. And that's why the P, such technologies or products destroy the limitations of statistical or economic analysis and create new markets and new opportunities for everyone. And this is because the technology gets exposed to the public. The public takes and assesses it. They use it. They declare it truth. They declare it wonderful. It helps. It's a hit. Or they say, no, it's a myth. It's a lot like, you know, how a movie finds its traction. And then entrepreneurs step in to take advantage. The industry grows organically and inorganically. And a technology milestone is being created. What was once a mere technology now has become a phenomenon. This is kind of the P factor at work. And basically what happens, it's been happening throughout history. And we're in the smack dab middle of the era of the internet and all other related technologies such as smartphones, tablets, and more. The more this technology grows, the bigger the market itself becomes. And there really is no such thing as a saturation point. That's why we still make TVs. That's why we still, you know, have all these different phenomena that are continuing to to prosper. This P factor, this idea that allows us to inorganically and organically connect with customers and bring a product or a service or a business to such a height, means that we have the ability to see this P factor, this kind of phenomena type thing happen in a client simply because they have clarity, they have alignment, they know what they want, they know what they're doing, but maybe they just don't have the ability to get it out there right, they don't have their assets properly tuned. We bring that last piece of the puzzle together, and we actually make that P factor a plausible and viable thing, because all of these alignments are in place and the content marketing is doing the engagement that is necessary to see that phenomena actually take off, to see that virality happen. And we have many layers by which to accomplish this, both by going vertical and horizontal. Would you say there is some validity to that, Mr. Key?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I think you made it very comprehensive.
Complicated or comprehensive? Because some would say one leads to the other. There are so many different ways we can use content marketing. But at its core, you were just touching on how valuable the positioning of our message is, what it is we're trying to say, what it is we're trying to do. And from my end, more on this emotional side, more on the visual side, even though I can't design anything to save my life, I see it as this synthesizer that allows us to bring people into a different plane of perspective. So we create multiple assets, right, out of a single. That changes the perspective. It allows people to see it as a slide and in audio, video, and we try to hit all five senses with that content repurposing. And that gives one certain amplification to it, and it gives these different perspectives for them to engage around it. And what that does in that sense is it starts to lift them to a stronger grasp, a better representation of everything that you are trying to communicate to them. They can't get it all through just a cold call. They may not be able to get it all just through, you know, what you can put on your website. But as you continue to shape their perspective from all these different avenues, now they start kind of getting into a higher awareness of that who you are. That thing that you just talked about, how perfect that person really is and how powerful they are, it seems like the more you bring your brand awareness about and show the integrity of your processes, and the more perspectives that a prospect has on you, the more confident they become in the lens that they're looking through. And if that's the case, then your content has this great responsibility of cohesively putting all those lenses together and shining the light on one specific thing, so that when they relate to that, they're able to be drawn into the funnel that then becomes everything. And they are able to grow with your brand and discover how your brand can grow with them, and all that wonderful honeymoon kind of stuff takes place at that point. But this really gives them a way to synthesize that interaction across an unknown medium, right? You know, we don't get to reach out and shake the hands of the person we're talking to. We have to influence them from multiple directions in order to clarify how we can help them and who we are to them.
Right. So this process, the way I see it is, it's an chiseling mission, the mission that sculpts, the mission that automatically makes out an sculpture from a mold. So this machine is out here ready to sculpt anything that passes by it. And what we do is we put through more and more people through it. So, you know, some people consider them like water. They are not our ideal client. They don't fit in. They don't get molded. They pass by. But if the right client, the person with the right mix, goes through the process, they get chiseled, they get molded, sculpted into something very wonderful, and they're ready for what we sell or what we have to offer in the marketplace. So this kind of a production line is what content marketing is. It's not directly hunting down the persons you need, but attracting them through you to you and through you. And when they go through what you are and they go through what you talk about and what you sell and what you offer, they get attracted towards it because it's a natural frequency that they are vibrating in. They just haven't gotten a chance to come across you yet. And right now, here is the chance, and you are doing your best to help them out, and they are doing their best to make it easy for you by coming in and getting converted as an ideal client in a more easier and an inbound process rather than you going and chasing them and following them up and so on. When I have used content marketing and the results being analyzed, I have always seen that the conversion rates increase. The people who come in, they are easy to sell because you don't have to sell them. When you say, okay, you know, here is a, you know, when you open about a topic, they used to say, yeah, I read that in this white paper. It is so awesome. They sell themselves on it. They are educated at the level of knowledge, logical, at the level of emotion, and they're educated all across through your content. So all that is needed right now is for them to sell themselves, and you just facilitate it and it's over. They are in. So that is beyond helping in the marketing and sales. It is a lifestyle that content marketing makes you live, and it's a lifestyle that it brings to the readers as well as yourself. Right now the world is moving all towards content marketing because all other aggressive modes of trying to sell have gotten so boring, and people started ignoring it to most extent. Right now they need something that they go to themselves. They need something that is like a bait, but it is not a bait because you can consume and it's not harmful to you. It's helpful to you and helpful to the person who put the bait out. So it's a win-win. And you go and they consume it and they start from there. So it's almost like inviting them for an experience. You it's like you're running a Disney World and you onboard people and take them through a beautiful experience, and then when they go out, they bring more people in because you did a great job to them, and more people come in, the system grows, it magnifies, it builds itself into an empire with you as a king without you having to do much about it.
You have such an eloquent way of looking at it. I mean, you represent this entire paradigm. You embody content marketing. It's what resonates out of you because you have that same high language, metaphoric, entertaining way, 4D, if you want to call it that, story-based way of looking at the world, of looking at the problems, of looking at this entire utopia of how to live and how to have a business and how to have freedom. You embody that. I mean, I know personally your agenda, how much it embodies it as well. And then you regurgitate that with just this layer and this air of passion and appreciation for, you know, what you have in your hands. That is exactly, and then you found a way to, you know, repurpose that and distribute it. That is exactly the flow and the feeling that you want to get from your content marketing. You want to know that you can just let your passion flow through a very connected process, and that they will literally be in a very determined amount of time influencing your audience, engaging them, and connecting you to them. I mean, that's powerful. That's really the content is the secret behind connecting people across the internet. I mean, we connect on Facebook, right? We may connect on social media sites personally. And what do? We use comments. We use our own style, and we have our own sort of position on the content we put out there. And if we don't understand how to wield that position, you know, it can become awkward, or it can just fall flat. Nobody comments, nobody likes type thing. But sometimes we know that we're in the groove and, you know, we're being funny or whatever, and our comments are getting responded to and shared, and the stuff we're interacting with people on works, and we go, wow, how did that work? You know, and there were a lot of things that came together kind of magically, and we put it out there, and it worked. It had a context and everything else. And when you approach with such a beautiful outlook a business or an entrepreneur or a product, whatever the case may be, it just opens up so much opportunity for all of these systems you've created to just prop up that beautiful story. And that beautiful story we've seen time and time again unfold and just actually happen. And I commend you for the passion that you put behind what it is that you do and how you embody it overall. So we take that into this world of 4D, and we're starting to play around with a couple new characters here and talking in this level of 4D, talking about how the emerging economy is, you know, it's changing day by day. New technologies are coming out, new philosophies, new pressure on different elements of approach and whatnot. I mean, there's a lot going on. How does somebody take everything that's going on around them, all of the noise that they have, the maybe a very stringent belief that they're called to follow this particular destiny, how do they take all that, maybe all the assets they've created, or maybe it's a large product amongst a mix of products in somebody's inventory, but how do they take that and start to process it in a way that takes all that scattered light and shines it in a very particular place? That to me seems like it would almost go against their innate structure. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's all about the clarity, how and what they need to communicate out there. So if you take an example of me, for me, my life is happy because of content marketing. And I believe that anyone who follows content marketing not as a marketing add-on that they add to their sales and marketing team, but something that they add to their business and to their life as a holistic part, they would be happy. People have this, you know, big barrier, big line between work time and family and personal time. But with the power of content marketing, you literally can link both and you can make it into one nice flowing mission. Here, you know, for me, I'm an extreme sports enthusiast, and I like to think paragliding. I like to hold my breath as I work for a few minutes. I like to free dive. I like to do scuba diving, jumping, everything that comes in. To me, that is so much of happiness. I like to write poems. I like to take photography. I like to do that, do this. But there's so many colors in my personal life. And if that is going to be sitting there separately, and then I have this business of content marketing, which is all process-driven on another side, there is always an innate need for us to be pulled towards one of the two sides. The sites which are either demanding or sites which are more interesting. And that is the reason why most people enter into stress. They don't enter into the stress because of external circumstances. They enter into stress because they're unable to divide themselves effectively between two things, to be in two places at the same time. So with content marketing, I am effectively bringing all my life's passions into this one business passion. I'm putting it all together, making it into one big passion of my life, and live it in a big way like a king. That makes me happy because I'm not missing anything in my life. I'm not missing any part in my life. I'm bringing my philosophies, my values, my passions, my business, my logical thinking side, my needs of emotional side, my metaphysical side, everything comes here in one place and in the right propositions, and they fit together in the message that goes out from my business. That's exactly an answer to your question. How do there is this new economy coming up, a lot of new values coming up. There are too many other platforms coming up, new areas in business, new ways of marketing, new ways of doing this. There is this whole mess of things happening all around us. Chaos is everywhere. Hell has broken loose years ago, and right now we are just managing it. And being in middle of all this, You can only do it as long as you can see a way through which your life relates to your business. If you cannot relate your life to a business, then you're in the wrong business in the first place. Number one, you're not passionate about it. If you're passionate about something, you can relate even a liter to your business. You can relate everything. Anything that you see relates to your business, resonates to your business. You find a line, beautiful cobweb all around you, which, you know, which nobody else can see, but you can. And it, you can see everything in the world sitting in the cobweb linked with one another. When you see that, you know yourself to what extent, what ratio it all fits in and how it should go into the message. And again, when it comes to the content marketing process, when you get in content pre-created, you know what is the amount of logic and emotion needed out there, what is the amount of story needed, what is the amount of, metaphors needed. You know all that based on your target audience. You just listen. You don't have to create it. You listen to what your target audience says or what they need. You find who they are and what they like to hear, and you model that. Model all these different parts of your life, philosophies, the world, and yourself, your business around it. You make it into a very seamless, flowing, beautiful message and get that out there. And I can assure you with my life that it works so very well, because you cannot get anybody to relate to what you have, what you're talking about, until unless you relate to them in a whole level, in all areas, in all subsects of life. If you just try to appeal to their logics, then you're long gone after 6 p.m. in the evening. Or if you try to meet to their emotions, their fear, their problems, and you try to magnify that and show them why they need you, then yeah, by the time some friend of theirs comes home and gives them a hug and some shares some love and says everything is okay, you're gone. Your need is obsolete. They don't need you anymore. But if you can appeal to them in full, in life, in all these areas, they cannot miss you. They know you are the one they need to fix themselves, their lives. They know they're good and you're good, and two goods joining together, it makes something different, and they're not afraid of you anymore. There is no trust issues there. They are seeing you in all different verticals and all different segments. They know, they like, they resonate, they trust, they love you, and they buy from you very easily, and they share about you because you are resonating with their own beliefs of how the world is. And content marketing is a way of life. It is not a way of marketing. It is a way you structure and make your life a happier one, a much LO one.
Hey, if you're listening to this and you're not just feeling like you're laying in a hammock cradled by all kinds of goodness, oh, that was genuine, my friend. That is exactly that is the master articulating the passion that drives all this. You know, our entire system is built along the lines of the belief that no man is an island, that we all need to network, we all need to connect, and when two of us, you know, get together, we are able to do that of a third, and we're able to actually create magic that is outside of the power of any individual. And that magic is that big enough power to break through, right? You know, you only have so much power by yourself, but when two people are working together, that amount of power they bring together is exponential, and it's big enough to break through any of the barriers that you might think you have. If you don't have a good partner, go find a good partner. Find companies to partner with, but that's the whole concept behind what drives our affiliate program, our reseller program. You know, everybody engages with us the exact same way. You engage with us because you have a vision and you want to see that vision amplified, period, end of story. The question is where people engage with us. Some of them engage on the affiliate program because they want to be able to refer our services and make recurring commissions off them. Others have their own businesses and their own pipeline, and they're able to participate in white labeling our products and creating their own products as a reseller. And then there are those who are entrepreneurial or businesses who engage with us for our content marketing or for a complete service of where we guide them, help shape some of these assets into a much more focused approach and grow their business from a variety of levels. But everybody always approaches us with that same thing. We want liberty. We want freedom. How do we get it? And what we've built is a complete ecosystem that allows everyone who connects to it to define what freedom is for them and then to be able to leverage what the nucleus is here to find that freedom. And it's a magical thing to watch it happen when people finally realize, oh, you mean the agenda is specifically to find freedom. The agenda is that the secret to all this power is inside of me, and you're just going to help me build a bridge to show me to the world, and I'm going to see that that's effective. And you know what? It totally is so therapeutic to build a business this way. We all know a business is a reflection of ourselves. And to build a business this way kind of takes you through a path that is known and proven that leads you to the people who you naturally are aligned with. And what seems to happen with that is that, you know, it's a much more appealing engagement. It's a lot easier to sell because you resonate at the same levels. You have the same kind of agenda. And our whole outlook on talking to anybody is first to find out what they're all about. What do they want to do? Who do they want to be? What is the purpose? I mean, even if it's just if it's a marketing manager who's buying services as a matter of rote, you know, budgeting, and he just wants to know that it works and can move on if that were to be the case. We want to know everybody's motivation behind what they're doing because that's really what we're nurturing, and we've developed a system and we've developed processes and put them in place that allows everybody to connect to us in their own way to empower themselves at their own level. And if we can do that, then we find our fulfillment. And then we create our sustainable processes that allow us to give back in other ways that are more unique and personal to us outside of this network. Well, what happens is you create that kinetic, holistic approach, then a 4D process that then profit or generates revenue and generates time and generates energy, passion, love, and appeal for whatever it is that you want to sustain your company through by shining a light on them. And you put those resources, you allocate them into that. And then the beauty of that is we've got programs that have taken that alignment and allowed you to magnify them further. And it really is, it's once you step into the amplification process, there's always another layer and another level of amplification that you can build on top of what's already a well-engineered and properly built-out product or channel of communication, getting you the most extensive reach and the most dialed in. Anyhow, now that I've articulated that 100 ways from Sunday, I feel better. So I'm afraid to ask you to speak again because I spend the rest of the time trying to sound as eloquent as you. You have the most articulate way of coming across with all of this. It tells me there's an intrinsic motivation behind it. When you look at yourself through the lens of this character in this idea of being Mr. Key, you've written 6 books yourself. I mean, you have a very good, clear definition of who you are, and I know that you've gone around and helped a lot of people in India. You've been on tour. You've got people coming to you all the time. When a business takes a look, let's say a business is it's a good business. It's got a lot of potential. Even the owner believes so. Maybe the owner can absolutely give you great words to frame how much potential their business has. Yet when they go to take action, even though they have all the resources in hand, what stifles them from committing to riding the edge of the wave, which is where you have to be to really succeed, what keeps them from moving into that position as opposed to where they are, where they say, you know, let's just tweak and keep playing with? And, you know, we as marketers look at it and know that you have to take this serious leap into, you got to be in business, you got to play the game. And some, you know, some people jump in and maybe some other element of their process isn't set and they lose at the game. But aren't you already losing if you're just standing outside the fire, kind of just throwing in a little bit of your energy, a little bit of your resources, but not really bringing it all around a strategy that says, all right, this strategy is an entity, I'm an entity, now we're going to go make something magical happen?
Right. This is something that has come from an from decades of nurturing that way. You always have this 30-day free trials and small trial packs and cancel anytime plans. You have all those different ways of marketing, which over time has made people think and believe that you can test anything and then decide to go with it. But they fail to understand that certain things in the market cannot be tested. You need to go in with the confidence of what it truly is by looking at what it has done in the lives and business of others. Because when it comes to any of these things online, you cannot get an overnight impact. You cannot get a 30 days trial impact. You either get impact or you don't get impact. You don't get small impact. I mean, of course, you can do a marketing with small results, but that still is an impact. It might not happen in 30 days for a new business that is from nowhere. So it's a process, and people have to trust and believe in the process. That's one of the reasons why I believe that transparency is the key. They can see anything. If they want to try copying it, let them try copying it. If they want to put themselves into the shoes of the process and try to live and breathe it by learning more and wrapping their mind around it, let them do that. Let them do what it takes for them to do it. Let them do anything, but let them take that leap of faith. I understand that the market over the decades have been pretty bad. There has been one set of businesses who try to charge less and then they don't deliver the results because they cannot deliver results by doing less. It needs more work. Or they have seen companies who don't take all the responsibility. They would do one part of it and then point hands to the other part saying, that is the reason why it did not work. So there has also been this premium type businesses who go in and charge a hefty sum like 5 figures, 6 figures, and they really don't end up doing anything much good because they're just a bigger version of those other two, just that they are pricey, very high in price. And This has tainted the market in a very bad way. So people now don't want to trust the big dollar guys. They don't want to trust the small guys. They don't want to trust anybody. They fear that somebody who comes in will just point their finger towards something else and run away with putting them in more trouble than where they were initially. And this is a challenge that every business owner has to cross right now. If it is a life or death for their business, they will make this choice, and that is where they stand right now. If they don't make a choice in the right direction right now, sooner or later they are going down, and that is very well assured. They cannot sustain in this growing economy where the modes of marketing, the modes of people presenting themselves, even the ad market that's growing, and they're trying more innovative ways to reach out to the audience, not just bombarding them with ads, but using the element of curiosity, using the element of content, using the element of all the other good things that's emerging to attract people. So now, if they don't take this leap of faith, they're going to be left behind. And the reason they need to take the leap of faith is because, for example, the Google search engine, they don't make a huge change. You cannot track a huge change in less than 45 days with them or more, because they have a lot of these new algorithm shifts which happens periodically. It's not happening on a daily basis. It runs once in 45 days, once in 60 days. These algorithms run at different times. We don't know when it runs for every different algorithm shift. Every algorithm shift or run has a specific focus. It could be a country-based focus, it could be a niche-based focus, or it could be based on a particular type of websites like news sites or personal blogs and so on. So you cannot predict and judge it. You need to have time for it. You cannot say, okay, this until I own Google and I am a sole owner and I can change anything, I can pull anybody, put them on the first place, even if they're not suitable there. Until that day comes, it is a process that people have to abide by, and they have to respect the process. Even search engine optimization, that is a side effect of content marketing. It's not a place where you go and try to find a hole in the process and maximize and benefit. It's something that you need to understand the process for. You need to understand why it exists. What is the objective of it? Play by the rules, but play it right. Play it well. Play it for fun and get there. Don't cry all your way there. Don't be dragged to your way onto the top of search engines. Enjoy the process. Share value. Share content. Let it take some more time. You're not going to your business is going to be there, your audience are going to be there, and if you take your time to get your way up and you get there in a happy way, in the process you might have changed lives of few more people, and it might just make your business more better and have more solidity to your business than ever. Social media is the same game. You cannot jump out there with zero fans, zero followers, and within 1 month or 3 months for that matter, make up a difference where you have 10 million followers, you're a rock star, you're traveling, autographing, and you have all press people following you everywhere, and you have your big, beautiful limo where you travel around with all the security cars before and after. That's not happening in 3 months, please. And that needs its own time. And so that patience and that level of understanding is needed for the businesses. There are two ways we can play this game. I'm coming to you and I'm saying this is what it takes. I'm not here to produce an overnight magic. I'm producing a magic, and magics don't happen in short time. It needs a little longer. And you trust me. Or someone else comes up, he says, I can get you on top of Google in next 2 months, and I know how it works, and you know, I assure you this, I promise you that, and you go for the promises, and then you come back to me after 2 months, starting from zero again. These are the two options, but coming back to the content marketing is the only source, that's the only way forward. Whether you come right now and get going, or whether you want to go through a few more, you know, roadblocks and few more blank walls and come back, that is a choice left to the business owner. But the day they take a leap of faith on content marketing, not because of the reason why I say, or not because of the process that I have, or for the people I have, or not even because of me. Just think about the own logic. Why would you as an individual buy from someone else? And just apply the same logic to your business. That's all I ask. Think about you as a customer to some other brand and reason out 10 reasons why you would buy from them. And then put that on one side of the paper and think what would make your end users buy from you. And write that on the other side. If all the 10 on the left matches with all the 10 on the right, come back to me. If even one does not match, we don't have to talk. That's what I propose. And every single time, to whomever I challenge this, they always come back to me and they want me to work with them.
It's nice to be effective, huh? I can't, and I have to emphasize that. That's exactly the reality. Because everybody has to come back to content, because content is our voice. It's what we use to connect. I mean, there's all the other things just prop up the content if it's put in the right perspective. And if the proper campaign's put together, that content can truly become a very powerfully emotionalized asset for a business. And so eloquently put, again, but it still bears the person to come to grips with exactly who they are and what they're doing, and to have that clarity to be able to amplify that clarity. Hey, we haven't run any commercials. We're going to run a commercial just because we can do that.
Ever
here
wish
we go.
That you could take the mystery out of search engine results? Well, now you can. Discover how you can dominate the first three pages of Google with Key Difference Media. Go to keydifferencemedia.com/dominate. Content marketing unlocked. Do you have a charity that's stalled or struggling to find donors, or simply unorganized? The Art of Charitable Giving can help you with programs and strategies to boost your leadership, management, fundraising, and marketing. We've turned charitable giving into an art. TheArtOfCharitableGiving.com.
So we're winding down here, and man, we could go off and talk in all kinds of tangents. I have subjects I want to bring to your attention that we will do in future shows. This particular show is an opportunity for us to really stop and collaborate at where we are. Right now we are building a significant sales force through affiliates and resellers, through sales associates and other networking opportunities. If you're interested in being an affiliate, go to keydifferencemedia.com/easy-money. Pretty bold statement, but we can show you how to have it your way and give you the space to be as creative as you believe that you are, because we innately know that when you are, we all benefit from it. And so that's really the space that we are giving you. And you can get started there at keydifferencemedia.com/easy-money. And if you are interested in our services, keydifferencemedia.com/dominate. That will take you to a page where you can download our domination kit, and that will give you many ideas on process and examples of how to make your content look and various things that you can utilize in your own content marketing, as well as being exposed to what it is that we offer. You know, we don't just the content marketing is the backbone. That's our bread and butter. It's the system that we created in such a, that is created in such a way that we can accomplish whatever our goals are. But we come up alongside an affiliate, or come up alongside a reseller, or come up alongside a client, and we really offer a broad network of ways to support whatever that dream is, so that no matter how elaborate the dream or how disconnected they might think the dream is from being feasible, we usually can bring a lot to bear on it. What are some of the other services that you do, Mr. Key, offer and that you leverage in order to kind of move content marketing around and do the things you do, shorten time frames and influence in different ways?
Right. We have two other premium products that we work on, and that again builds on content marketing. That is again a content marketing in a, you know, in with few more things added to it. One such revolutionary one which no one else does right now on the earth, which I can say with all confidence. I mean, I think one thing that I'm very happy about is that all the three services that we have to offer, they're all unique. There is nobody that can compete with it. Nobody can even compete 5% of what we do, and that positions us in a very powerful way, and that makes it so much fun to sell. We are no more afraid of something or someone. We don't have to change ourselves for someone else. We are what we are, and people love us for what we are. So yeah, coming back, this product of ours is for nonprofits, where we enter with in collaboration with a nonprofit with a $1 million in grant, an ad grant through which we maximize them. And a nonprofit with $1 million in ad grant would likely end up with $3-5 million in revenues in a year. And we envision that a startup can reach that in 2-3 years working with us. And the first year they would start with a smaller grant of $120,000, and they would rise their way up from there to $500,000 by end of the year or mid next, and then to $1 million in total. And they get to access all the tools and resources that a Fortune 100 business has. They, as a nonprofit, as a small individual, one person, or a nonprofit which is already running and raising its money at all stages, this is going to be perfect, because they all do not have this level of infrastructure in its full, complete, and process-driven approach. The marketing automation, sales automation, everything coming into the funnels, landing pages, autoresponders, paid ads, grants running, and remarketing, tracking everything, analytics, and content marketing all in one place in a beautiful chain, which is so eloquent and which is pristine in the way it functions and the way it produces results. So that gift to the nonprofit is one of our powerful products. And our other product is 40 Story, which is the future, which is the big wave, which is the next revolution like the internet was. And it's going to change the way things are right now. We have all these different social networks. We have all these different platforms coming out there. But 40 Story and the way we envision the future is it's all going to change. The platforms that are so traditional, they're going to die, and new platforms are going to emerge, which are very 4D, which are very creative. It gets off our right side of the brain in a big way. It lives in a very beautiful world. It is a new ecosystem which we are not seeing, which we hardly have been in the digital world. But we have been in that in the offline world. We have lived that way offline with all the different events and things that comes through our high school life, college life, you know, job, and into day-to-day life. But in the digital world, it's yet to dawn, and it's already starting with all the big guys like Adobe and all these guys taking on the lead creating new platforms for the 4D age. And with the 4D story, it is a fictionized, fiction-based content marketing. It is the content marketing where you take your story, your life story, or your story of your business, you turn that around into a nice fiction which resonates with the target audience, and you put in the characters which builds in the dynamics. Trust me, 4D story is not something that I created. 4D story is not something that an individual sat in his bedroom and created. It is a life's work of more than few people. People who have spent 30 years researching colors, that's the only thing they did all their life. If you ask them what their life is all about, they would say color theory, finding the psychology behind colors. And that is just one small module, one small segment on the layer in 4D story. The same way the entire 4D story has been built in on the shoulders of giants, people who have taken a lot of effort all through their life. And that is a powerful piece of marketing, powerful piece of ecosystem out there. It would be an understatement to say it's a good marketing addition to a business. It is a magnified and a powerful emotion and logic-driven system of lifestyle for a business, and businesses get absorbed into it. They become 4D businesses, and owning their own Hollywoods, owning their own characters, they become the new age business who can turn things around. So these are our two products, and these two products are very powerful, and these are premium products. We don't give it away to everyone. Clients need to qualify before they begin to work with us, because these products are so impactful, they're so powerful, and really hands off for our end clients as well. But we have to be sure that the right business gets it, not a business who is adding that to their marketing just because they have an extra cash to spend on. But we need businesses who are really passionate, people who are looking to change the world for better, and they have a reason, they have a story, they have a value driven purpose behind it. That kind of business is what we want, because money we have lots. We are, you know, within the $1 million ad grant, $500,000 is ours. We are not driven by money. We are driven by the vision, the value, and we like to work with businesses who are in line along the same lines.
So you have those two programs plus your content marketing, which includes business strategy to whatever level the solopreneur wants to leverage that. You have the League of Legends of Light, which is the nonprofit bombshell that you can pair a for-profit and nonprofit with and just absolutely explode both sides of their revenue streams. And then you have the 4D story, the kind of futuristic product that works more on the emotions and is more the fictionalized version of the content. What other elements do you operationally support that give you additional, so you're not just repurposing and putting content out there, but I know that you have you manage ad campaigns, you do remarketing and retargeting. How do you use these tools to make the content marketing so much more dynamic? How do you control? Because I always see these tools as being the ailerons and the little flaps on the wings of the airplane. These are what allow you to kind of guide and direct it, right? And
right.
What power do you have there, and how do you manage that? And this is what we'll probably go out with.
Right. We have our own content creation team in case clients do not have content ready with them or they need help on that. So we have a beautiful content creation team based out in Sutton, UK. And we have our ad campaign management specialized in all different native channels and remarketing platforms and media buys, mass media buys from different best direct places. And with the whole... I mean, with anything that goes in and around paid advertising. So because all these things are very essential if you're doing a content marketing campaign, you might just repurpose and syndicate and get the results that you want. But some clients would like to make it faster. They don't want to wait for a little longer. They want to speed it up, and then they want to start seeing money flowing in from the first month. And they might use paid ads along with it on such shorter deadlines. And clients who don't have content, they need help with the content. Some clients would have all that in place, but their website would be so bad, the traffic going there is just going to bounce off because their website doesn't effectively convert a lead, receive an opt-in, give them away something in return, and make a beautiful experience out there. And for those clients, we need to do the website. We need to help them with a new, nice, convertible, sales-focused site, a site that has proper landing pages, proper funnel built behind it. So we have this graphic designer team, which is the integral part of a repurposing model, but the team who can help with renovating a client's brand, because as part of content marketing, we always create a brand guidelines. If they have one, it's easier to create. If they don't have one, they need to help us create it, because they need to know what they want in the first place. So we can suggest and we create their brand guidelines. So we have brand managers for that. So content marketing is a whole thing. You cannot just have one part of people, one set of skills to execute it. You need 22 different skills, and that really includes all skills that's online. It includes voiceover artists, and it includes everything that is out there. So we have this system, we have this team, and we focus on these three services, but it also means that we can literally deliver everything else online. Any other service that they come across online, we can deliver it. It's just that we don't focus on delivering it on the front end, because you know, there are so many people who can do that, but there are not many people who can do what we do. So, yeah.
True. Not really. Not anybody. You know, and I always like to say that, you know, the way we built our 40 characters and things that we understand about content and the way you structure it for clarity, I want to give away three very kind of like simple rule of thumb. When you're putting your piece of content together, and of course understand your theme, understand what it is that you're writing about, but ask yourself, what ratios between these three do I need to address in my content? And I think if you will align yourself with understanding who you're writing to, understanding who you are, and understanding how they relate to these three elements, I think it gives a nice rule of thumb just how to approach the content from a little more of an unconscious perspective, because that unconscious approach is what's actually going to connect with the prospects on the other end. That mindset that you're in when you write it is what they are truly connecting to. Everything that you do in between, the words and everything, those are just a connection to that unconscious mindset. So ask yourself, what level of spirituality you need to be approaching this content with. And I don't mean anything religious or even anything foo-foo, new age, whatever you want to call it. I'm talking about how much do these people need to hear about the integrity, the trust, the faith, the hope, those kind of intangible words that we all know make up character, make up levels of loyalty and trust and understanding. Give them as much as you believe they need, whether it's through product description or just the language you choose to use, the stories you choose to tell. Give them different perspectives. Like we rehash all of these pieces of content to create new perspectives inside that content. Ask yourself in that realm of trust, and it's that red color in our RGB model here. Ask, how much trust am I trying to win out of this piece? And don't overdo it and don't underdo it. Figure it out. Let your gut guide you, and put that much trust and that much spiritual, if you will, element into the piece. And if you're in the holistic market, or if you're in a market, a spiritual market, then obviously that's going to be even higher. But consider it very carefully against the next one, your green, your consciousness, your thought process. How much are they thinking about this product? How much are they thinking about it skeptically and logically? How much are they thinking about the features and the benefits? You know, ask yourself, how much do I need to put into this thing that has to do with the logical thought process? And then the last one is the emotional. What element of emotion do I need to touch with these prospects that I'm talking to? What is the emotion that they are in, or what is the emotion that I want to get them to, however you're positioning your content? And know that you are giving them enough of those three doses to be able to ascertain a connection with them. And if you align your content honestly with who you are, and what you're serving in those three areas, and then construct it however you want, make sure that you are maintaining that balance, you are going to resonate much more appealing dealing at an unconscious level with the people that you're targeting, and then when amplification comes into play, what you've simply done is amplified something that was even clearer and more beneficial to the hearers, and you just get more response out of it. So, my two cents. Mr. Key, we've had an amazing week, and I expect it's not going to slow down any. We've got a lot of onboarding to do and clients to get to. I've had a wonderful time with you as always. I think we're going to continue doing more of this. It's great to come to this break. We have more about the 40s story we're building that we want to talk about. We have other characters we want to bring into the conversation and discuss, et cetera. So I look forward to anyone coming back next Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. or catch us on demand at Blog Talk Radio. You can get there by going to leverage.4dstory.com. Leverage.4, the letter D, story.com. And for 4D Leverage Radio, my 4D character name is The Oz. I'm here with Mr. Key. We are James and Carnica of Key Difference Media and 4D Story. Any closing words, any final thoughts there, Mr. Key, as you send us off?
Right. After this show, after this call, I would really suggest everyone to just sit quiet for 20 minutes into a beautiful silence pier and think within themselves what it is that they do and why it is. Why do they do that? It could be about their life. It could be about their business. Let them spend a little while trying to figure in on the real purpose, because if you do not have that clarity, it's going to be hard in this new age of marketing, new world out there. So get that. And we had this beautiful conversation. These thoughts are going to be in your mind for a while. After 72 hours, after the short-term memory is gone, you might not be able to remember or feel the effect that this call has had on you in its entirety. So if you can right now, if you can allot a few minutes, that will be awesome, because it can bring about a beautiful change. You might have ideas right now. Write it down. You might have inspiration right now. Record it. You might want to dial in within yourself and figure something out. Do it. Do what it takes, because it's your business, it's your life, it's the impact that you are going to create, it's your legacy to this planet Earth, and it's what you're born for, and you are that legend, and you need to unleash yourself. And that process is very simple. It's not hard, it's not scary. All it needs is peace, calmness, harmony, and love, and you can know what it is that you can do on this world. You can almost have your foresight, and if you can do that, I am sure that we will see you in a good, great way in the news coming out. That's it from me, James.
We can create anything. Ask yourself three questions. What is your highest aspiration? What is your motivation for that aspiration, as Carnica said? And ask yourself, what is the emotional response I'm going for? And with those three questions, you'll find alignment in what you're doing and why. And then we look forward to amplifying you in receiving everything that you have coming to you, that you deserve, that you were born for. And we'll unleash the legend you were born to be here every week, Wednesday mornings at 9 a.m. on the Blog Talk Radio 4D Leverage Program, disrupting the 4D age and the emerging economy. Thank you, everybody, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.